This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More Spanish-speaking early childhood providers will get help getting licensed under a new state law. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Colorado has a critical shortage of child care providers. The new law, which had bipartisan backing, creates a new licensing unit in the Department of Early Childhood. It would have to provide education and information for providers completing paperwork in prevalent languages. 16% of Colorado residents speak a language other than English at home. The majority of those speak Spanish. The goal of the law is to open up more child care slots in Colorado. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Congress has allowed a federal law that compensates victims of radiation exposure in Colorado and other western states to expire. The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act has already paid around $2.6 billion to people exposed to uranium through mining or nuclear testing, mostly in the Four Corners states. Dr. Jonathan Samet is a professor at the Colorado School of Public Health. He says the expiration jeopardizes benefits for victims who have not been diagnosed yet.
Had they developed the disease, say, 2 years earlier, they would have been compensated. But now, because the act has expired, they would not be. So that's one issue around not extending.
The House returns Tuesday, but it's unclear if or when it might vote on continuing the program. Homes are now going up in what will be the largest Habitat for Humanity project in Colorado. The Hope Springs community in Greeley will eventually include 174 Habitat homes and 320 mixed-rate apartments. The community will have soccer fields and a child care center. Greeley Weld Habitat for Humanity CEO Sherry Witt Brown says the goal is to build an affordable housing community that anyone would want to live in.
And I really will build long-term generational wealth for the families that will hopefully live and thrive there.
She says the project has been in the works since 2019. Ahead on Morning Edition, you stop at a red light, look both ways, and make your right turn. But some cities are working to ban the right on red as more pedestrians are getting killed. This is CPR News.